And that was the vision of Mrs. Tata. And that is being followed and has been imbibed in the company. We must make world-class products, but they have to be affordable.
That was the voice of Anil Chopra, former CEO and MD of Lakmé and now a consultant with Trent. Welcome to Limitless, where we get to hear stories that inspire us and help us understand the inner workings of Westside. In today's episode, we bring you a story of how the Tata Group built Lakmé, which became the foundation of Trent and Westside's exclusive beauty brand, Studio West. Anil takes us back to the beginning, telling us how Lakmé was born and how it got its iconic name.
So, post-independence, India was pretty short of foreign exchange because we imported all the goods, manufactured goods. And Pandit Nehru, the Prime Minister then, said, look, we have to manage because we have to import things and we don't have that much foreign exchange. And one of the things which was listed, which was coming in and money was being spent as foreign exchange, was perfumes and cosmetics. He approached Mr. J.R.D. Tata, who was the chairman of Tata Sons at that time, and said, look, I want Tatas to explore this and set up a business for perfumes and cosmetics so that we can reduce the amount of foreign exchange which is spent on imports. Tatas were big, but they were very industrial business group. So they said, oh, we know nothing about perfumes, but where is the home of perfumes? It's France. So they sent off a couple of people to France to scout for partners for fragrances. And they found partners there, Renoir and Robert Piguet. And they said that we'll do a partnership where the bulk of the fragrance is imported into India. And Tata's will set up a unit to bottle it, put the alcohol, label it, package it, etc. So that's the origin of how the business started, which was around 1950. How did the name Lakmé come? So when they were signing the agreement in Paris, one of the assistants in the French team said, sir, why don't we call it Lakmé? And all the French were very excited and said, it's the perfect name. Lakmé was an opera which was running in Paris at that point of time. But the word Lakmé in French is our goddess Lakshmi. So Lakmé is Lakshmi.
Despite being new to the world of cosmetics, the Tatas were determined to understand the needs of the modern Indian woman and create products that not only suited her, but that she could afford. And leading the charge was Mrs. Simone Tata.
It was a very small business, but people felt that there was a future for it. More people were assigned to say, let's get into cosmetics. And they could only, because there was no technology, etc., but actually make simple products like a very basic lipstick or a basic face powder. Mrs. Tata, who was married to Mr. Naval Tata, who is Swiss by origin and had come to India, she was very fond of cosmetics. So she was sort of asked, why don't you spend time to look after this product? So she took on that challenge and she decided that cosmetics in India, there aren't any, and they have to be world-class quality and they have to be suitable for the Indian woman, her skin and her culture. So she spent time in terms of saying that I can make out if the product is good, but I don't know how to make product and there aren't people here who actually know it that well. So she was enterprising and she scanned the world. And there was a company in the US called Colmar, which was then one of the world's biggest contract manufacturers of cosmetics, as well as an R&D company, which would make formulations. So she tied up with them for the transfer of technology to the bunch of cosmetic chemists which had been hired to teach them what are the ingredients, what are the textures, what are the raw materials, etc., etc., etc. So that's how she and the team learned to make cosmetics which were world class. And she would personally use all the products because there wasn't market research. There was no way of assessing whether the product was good enough or not. So she had a tremendous role to play. Then there's a lot of learning which went on over the years about India being so diverse and different products are suitable for different parts of the country. But then Lakmé was the only one doing it. So why did it succeed? It had great quality. It had an affordable price. And the texture of the formulation and the shades and colors were appropriate for our Indian market.
It was also important for an Indian cosmetics brand to be culturally sensitive, as India was a country that was also new to the world of cosmetics and beauty products. It was imperative that the Tata Group established itself in this new market by earning the trust of Indian women. Anil explains.
I joined in the mid-70s, and even then, the important thing was that Lakmé had already built itself to be the number one premier Indian brand. And if we look at the social and political scenario around that time, society strongly felt that usage of makeup by young girls or girls who are not married is not acceptable because you are putting on a face and that face has an intention to attract. And that is not acceptable. Now, when you have that type of situation, a huge chunk of your population is actually not using cosmetics. So if you being a young country, young population, and a majority of the girls are not using it, your market is going to be that small. So the thinking then became, how do we grow the market exponentially? And it was around that time, as we said, we must get into the minds of the consumer, talk her language, talk her aspirations, and address all these inhibitions which are there. And if we are able to address those inhibitions in a way without being offensive, it may get a lot more people to adopt it, and hence the market will grow. Then you need an advertising campaign which would work in this particular way. And that was the one where you asked the question up front, is it bad to look good? And it had lengthy copy saying that if you use the right makeup, the right way to use makeup, it will enhance you, but not transform you. It completely changed the way younger girls and women looked at makeup. So the relationship between Lakmé and the consumer was, Lakmé understands me and speaks my language. So, you know, these were the dynamics which made the brand stand out, made the brand relate to, this is my brand. It understands me. I listen to it. She is my friend. So the success of Lakmé was, she's my friend.
One of the major challenges faced by the cosmetics industry was that in the 1980s, the Indian government declared cosmetics as undesirable commodities and levied 100% excise duty even on products that were made in the country.
A point of time came when a government came into power which decided that cosmetics and toiletries are not essential. And as a result, in the budget, took a decision to put 100% excise duty on cosmetics and toiletries, where in the past it used to be 15-20%, one shot, 100%. Idea is it will take up prices by a huge amount. So boom, one day, the prices of all cosmetics, including Lakmé, went up by a phenomenal amount and hence became out of reach to most people. So it was a huge challenge, and a lot of effort was made by Lakme that we have to sustain ourselves. So various exercises which are done in business to, you know, trim the costs, etc., were done. Advertising levels were reduced, but product quality was not compromised. Prices went up. Lesser people could afford to buy. Huge effort was put into R&D because we were still importing a fair amount of raw materials to make the cosmetics, to make good quality cosmetics. This government came into power and was there only for a year or two. But you know, when you put a rate of duty, even the subsequent government which came in made a lot of representations that, look, it's unfair. You're putting duty on products which are meant for women. It was at that particular point of time that Mrs. Simone Tata, who was the chairman, actually met the finance minister at that time, who was Mr. Manmohan Singh, and explained to him. And he said, I fully understand it. It's your role to get a public opinion in favor of all that you are saying. So we got women's forums to talk about it. We got, and I personally met, a couple of women members of parliament and explained this and things like that. And they raised the questions in parliament. And women forums and articles came out saying, you know, cosmetics and toiletries is a regular product for everybody's use. And this is discriminatory. So the finance minister next year could stand up in parliament and say that in view of all the public opinion, which has been shared widely and openly, I'm acceding to the request by reducing the excise duty. And we all as the industry, including Lakme and a lot of the other players, gave an assurance to the finance minister that whatever is the amount of excise duty that you reduce, we guarantee you that that will be 100% of that reduction will be passed on to the consumer so that she gets the benefit of that and we won't put it in our pockets. And that was exactly what was done. The next year, the business boomed. But when that happened, liberalization of India to allow foreign companies also happened. So duties went down, and where they had banned the foreigners from coming into India, was opened up. So now people started coming into India.
With the entry of international brands into the market in the 90s, Indian cosmetics companies had the challenge of keeping up and staying relevant to the Indian consumer.
There was this latent buzz that there is the foreign cosmetics and things like that, and the feeling that those products are maybe better. But even if they are not better, they are more trendy, they are more fashionable, they change their colors, and they are very with it, and things like that. And that became another milestone. Because where you were, really the only brand, booming, doing very well, every girl saying, Lakme is my best friend. So you had that bonding, which was so close. In a matter of 1 year, we found that sales are stagnating. The young audience labeled Lakme then to say it is my mother's brand because it is not international, it is not fashionable, it is not trendy. It's my mother's brand. It is at that point of time that I and the team worked very hard. We upgraded our packaging, made it look more modern, more international. We introduced a whole lot of other more specialized products, which were the highlighters and things like that. You know, otherwise you were in the lipsticks and the nail enamel and the compact and things like that, which were more newer type of formats globally to make Lakme now having an offering which is at par with what international brands have.
After over 40 years, the Tata Group parted ways with Lakme. In 1998, the brand was sold to Hindustan Unilever. However, with the end of the Tata Group's association with Lakme came the beginning of Trent.
A decision got taken by Tata's to exit Lakme and the cosmetics business. The feeling was that however successful it may be, but it is a very small business. Number two, it is not core to the technologies and the type of industries that Tata's are into, because Tata's were into far more industrial type of products. And that with the advent of all these international brands which will come in, and Lakme, however good and successful it is, it doesn't have the scale, size, as well as the width in terms of knowledge, etc. And then there would be enormous pressure. And the rest of the Tata Group companies are not in any ways working in similar fields which could synergize and support the growth of Lakme. So it was a very clear business decision on these reasons. Tata's decided to sell the brand name, but not the company. So Hindustan Unilever paid the agreed amount of money to buy the Lakme brand, along with it, the infrastructure of its knowledgeable people. But because Lakme Limited had sold the rights of the brand to Hindustan Unilever, it could not use the name Lakme Limited as the name of the company in the future, regardless of what business it will do. So it needed to change its name. It was at that particular point of time also that Mrs. Tata felt that there was a huge opportunity in India in the whole retail space and departmental stores. So when that money came in, she said, I want to use this money to build a chain of retail departmental stores. So the name Trent emerged, which is Tata Retail Enterprises. So the short form of Tata Retail Enterprises was Trent. So the Trent company, which owns Westside, is originally the Lakme Limited company, which changed its name and went into a completely different new type of business, which was retail. It is the most profitable retail venture this country has today. But one thing is there which is common. From the Lakme Limited days and Westside. And that was the vision of Mrs. Tata. And that is being followed and has been imbibed in the company. We must make world-class products, but they have to be affordable.
Anil Chopra's association with the Tata Group didn't end with Lakme. Today, he's a consultant with Trent and has been instrumental in establishing Trent's own cosmetics brand exclusive to Westside, called Studio West.
So what happened was that the day I quit Lakme, the next day I get a call from Mr. Noel Tata, who's the chairman of Trent. And he said, Anil, you know cosmetics inside out. I want you to consider setting up a private brand which is owned and sold only in Westside. So one created a whole team, including packaging. So marketing, packaging, formulation, technology, and me having been part of this, and we got going. And we coined the name Studio West, a brand which is creative, does new things, showcases new technologies, new formulations, new looks, new trends, is something like an artist who makes a fresh painting each time and there's something new. So the place where an artist works is a studio. So the word studio became something from where inspiration and new sources come out. So we said this range should be like a studio, and this would be its core philosophy.
Anil's career in the beauty industry spans over 40 years. He tells us what he believes is the future of beauty and cosmetics in India.
The future of the beauty industry is the products which will be more influenced by a larger environment thing, and as to how my beauty regime and my beauty products reflect that. It's already happened in the senses post-COVID. The usage is there in terms of less is more, more minimalistic products, more natural products, less of being loud and overt. The face is only one part of your total appearance. So your cosmetics, your face, has to be in sync with your entire appearance, and your entire appearance is your entire personality. That will be what it will go to.
J.R.D. Tata and Mrs. Simone Tata have left an indelible mark on the history of beauty and cosmetics in India. For helping us tell this West Side story, thank you to Anil Chopra, former CEO and MD of Lakmé and consultant at Trent. Stay tuned for more stories of change, compassion, and empowerment on Limitless by West Side.